This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Probably the biggest complaint I've gotten so far is that people can't start their day watching CNN anymore because of this show. I'm sorry about that. I know a lot of people like to start their day with CNN New Day.
Yeah, and Mika and Joe, they switch back between those two.
That's true.
Mika.
And by a lot of people watching CNN New Day, I mean dozens of people across the country. Dozens.
Have you seen their ratings?
I have nine things that are more popular than CNN. Nine things.
Only nine?
Yeah, well, it's the list. I only wanted nine. I asked for nine. I could have gotten as many as I wanted. How many do you need? I said, give me nine.
Give me nine.
They said, fine, we'll give you nine. CNN's ratings are so bad right now that last week they got beat by a rerun of a horse shopping. Like, literally, the horse was shopping. Then CNN beat, they beat CNN on that. It was a combination of HGTV and Animal Planet. It's a new hit channel. Animal shopping. That beat CNN last week. Oh, it's bad for them.
Did the horse find any good deals?
Well, you're going to find out on Horse Bargain Hunters, which also beat CNN.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, and then Animal Detectives, about the horse who stole things at a shop, they beat CNN as well. Man, it's just so bad for them. Of course, if you are a frequent listener to the show in the afternoon, you know that my favorite character on CNN is a guy named Chris Cuomo, who we refer to as the Lesser Cuomo. He's the lesser talk show host. He's the lesser of that family. He's just the lesser in all things in life. And the CNN show, his show, came in number 17. 17,
wow.
17. In primetime.
And he's the lesser because?
Because his brother is the governor of New York and his dad was governor of New York. And he's on the lowest rated cable news show in history. So by all accounts, he's just the lesser of everything in the family. Literally, it's like his dad looks down from wherever Mario Cuomo is these days, floating over the bridge his son named after him, like a spirit in the sky. He looks down and goes, this is my boy? This? You? And then his brother, of course, who's the governor of New York, Dawn, who doesn't like anything. He especially does not like his brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because his brother, if Andrew Cuomo said America's never been that great, it's not that great. What does he say about his brother, you think?
Oof. It's harsh.
Right? This guy was never that great, my idiot brother.
Oh, God.
Did we bring that guy with us? The governor?
The gov?
Do I have that cut on here? I think I do, right? Let's see.
You should. I mean, it's the
problem
same.
Problem is I can't
well,
read.
It's the same
well, because
box.
We know that it has gotten back to us that the lesser knows about Cioli naming him the lesser.
Yeah, in fact, he one time, in response to that, just dropped this random line for no reason whatsoever. This is now Chris Cuomo on CNN.
You say I'm somehow less than.
Okay, so I say that about him.
Yeah. Yes.
His brother, the governor, of course, who said this.
It was never that great.
Nah, this place stinks. Andrew Cuomo, he's that guy at the country club that everybody just can't stand because he's always complaining about everything. The brunch, the Mother's Day brunch. It's like, hey, Governor Cuomo, what'd you think of the Mother's Day brunch?
It was never that great.
Nah, thought the pork was dry. The omelet station took too long. But his brother, though, I mean, Chris, CNN. And I think part of the reason is because MSNBC set out to be the anti-Trump cable station. Mm-hmm. And then CNN said, oh, we'll try to do that, too. But you can't have two. It's got to be one. Like Fox News at night's the pro-Trump network, mm-hmm. and then MSNBC is the anti-Trump network. There's no room for a third network in that mix. So they got to go back to tornadoes and missing planes, yeah. I think, as soon as possible. CNN now ranks 15th behind Home and Garden TV, the Hallmark Channel. The Hallmark Channel?
Yeah.
The heck is on the Hallmark Channel?
Very popular. Lori Loughlin, who's
yes.
yeah, who, she was
she
a big
was
star.
On there, but she lost her contract.
Yeah. She's the one who just pled guilty in the yeah. college scandal.
So she's
Yeah. The 237,000 viewers CNN has shed over the last year is more than double the populations of Richmond, Virginia, Baton Rouge, and Des Moines, Iowa. Their remaining 767,000 viewers could all comfortably fit in Jefferson County, Kentucky. So you could take every CNN viewer and drop them in Jefferson County, Kentucky.
Lovely. This
How would they do in Kentucky, by the way, Dawn?
Not too well.
Not too well, right? Their current ratings are lower than those for failed TV shows such as TBS's Wrecked. I didn't even know there was a show called Wrecked. No. Which was canceled after three seasons. The bottom-rated show on broadcast TV this week, CW's The 100, had 901,000 viewers, which was 134,000 more than CNN. More than Cuomo.
And that's the bottom-rated.
Yeah, so the bottom-rated show on broadcast television, Dawn, still beat the lesser Cuomo. CW's The 100, which I would have assumed 100 people knew what that show even was. I've never heard of it.
No.
More people tuned in for the 2018 Little League Baseball World Series than watched CNN. There was an average of 1.2 million per game, more than 3 million for the championship game, than watch CNN, which makes sense because I'd rather see little kids play Little League Baseball any day, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you especially, right?
I watch that in real life.
One survey suggests there could be twice as many witches and pagans in the United States than there are CNN viewers. It's an actual survey. This is from Newsbusters.
Witches and pagans.
Witches and pagans. Which, first of all, most pagans don't like to admit that they're pagans. They just flash a secret sign. You know, but witches are usually pretty outspoken about that, I think, right?
Yeah, so they're out.
Yeah, they're outspoken. So Americans are more likely to ride a bicycle to work than to watch CNN. According to a new report from the Census Bureau, 836,000 Americans over the age of 16 say they ride a bike to work. More households keep chicken as pets than tune into CNN's primetime shows.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah. I mean, chickens are very popular as pets these days.
Very popular. Yeah. I love my little chicken pet.
You do not have
I chase him around like
pet.
Rocky. Yes, I do. It's how I start my day, Dawn. When the alarm went off today at 3 o'clock, I started chasing that chicken around.
That's how he gets pumped for the show.
That's what I'm doing right now. In fact, somebody said today, they go, "You drinking coffee?" Nope, I chase my chicken. My pet chicken. What's my name? My name of my pet chicken, by the way?
Little Richie.
Little Richie. That reminds me, I've got to get him registered for his big fight this week. And there comes the first complaint email to Evil Jared.
Yes, Eagle Scout.
More households than chickens keep poultry as pets than tune into CNN's primetime shows. The lesser Cuomo is being beaten by a fowl, by a chicken. He's less than a chicken, Dawn.
I love it.
It's amazing to me. You know what, too? That's the irony is, you know how much his brother must bust his chops when they're at a Hollywood, like a family gathering?
Oh, you know he busts his chops.
Right? Hey, Mom, this chicken's so delicious. Speaking of chickens, Chris, I heard more people have chickens than watch your dumb show on CNN. Is that true? I heard that. And then his brother responds.
You say I'm somehow less than.
I think you're an idiot is what I think. That family gathering must be amazing.
Brutal.
Those two.
Hey, Chris, what place are you in?
Hey, Chris, listen, we brought you a chicken, so if you have a chicken now, you might be able to beat your own show in ratings. We thought if you had a chicken on your show, then maybe you'd have more ratings because of the chicken theory, the chicken conundrum. It's like some sort of an Avengers time loop. If he has a chicken on the show, does that beat the number of people that have chickens as pets? I don't know. I'm not sure. Amazing, right? What do you think's gone wrong for CNN besides everything?
Everything.
I think their mistake is that actually they tried to take self-claimed news people.
Wait, I'm late. Hang on. I got it. I'm late. Trying to learn the stupid clock.
Sorry. Rizzioli 306, Talk Radio 1210,
WPHT. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.